U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Jason Licey and his wife Katie were starting a life together in their home state of Pennsylvania when he volunteered to join a National Guard unit on a tour of duty in Iraq. But his life was almost cut short last April by a suicide bomber. Now Jason and Katie spend much of their time here at the Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio. The bomb left severe burns on Jason's face and left arm.
This is just to help. It's silicone, which has helped to soften the scarring. But, you know, you can see that he has half of his thumb, you know, half of his pointer finger, and then from here on down it kind of gets a little smaller. So we're up in therapy working on him being able to move the joints.
But bad as his wounds were, Jason says he knows he was lucky compared to many other soldiers who are being treated here.
Losing my fingers was a really traumatic experience, and seeing the guys that were more injured than I was, how they coped with day-to-day living, you know, it kind of helped me through what I was going through.
The treatment and therapy available here for Jason and other burn victims is the best medical science can offer. Dr. Stephen Wolf, director of the U.S. Army Institute's Burn Center here at the Brooke Medical Center, says rapid treatment in the field and expedited transport to San Antonio have helped keep many of these burn victims alive.
The really big burn, 70, 80, 90%, which would have been universally fatal in the 60s and 70s, is now those patients routinely survive because of the advances in techniques of early excision and grafting, getting the burn wound off, putting their skin on as soon as possible.
But the treatment here goes well beyond assuring the survival of burn victims. New rehabilitation techniques offer even the most badly burned soldiers hope for a better future, according to Dr. Wolf.
The human being is very adaptive. And so that these guys generally can go on and live relatively normal lives, but it takes a year or two for them to develop the means to make that happen. And that's when the rehabilitation, that's where that is most active, is in the first couple of years.
Major Lynn Burns, a certified hand therapist, helps patients stretch scar tissue so as to reduce contraction and regain function.
Massage will help try to soften the scar, and with stretching we're trying to, you know, increase the elasticity of the scar tissue. We'll primarily work on increasing elasticity of scar tissue with splinting and casting, and then with massage it just sort of helps maintain it.
Doctors here are also working with medical researchers on some of the most promising advances in regenerative medicine, which Dr. Wolf says may one day provide even more for these patients.
A lot of the regenerative technology that's out there right now is focused towards, can we regrow a finger? Can we grow and then stick it on there and it work like a finger?
Once outside the hospital setting, burn victims like Jason look for support from the community and from employers in particular to begin their lives anew.
You know, a lot of people out there, a lot of companies, they're willing to help injured soldiers because they understand the needs that we have. You know, they understand that the tough times that we've come across, and a lot of people have really extended their hands to us to try to help out.
As much as they appreciate the help provided here at Brooke Medical Center, Jason and Katie look forward to the day they can leave and never need to return. Greg Flakus, VOA News, San Antonio, Texas.